Thank you, and good morning, and welcome once again to this radio program. We're grateful that you're listening this morning, and it is our prayer that you would receive a blessing from hearing the Word of God today. We do invite you to open your Bibles to the book of Ephesians chapter 2 this morning as we begin our continue in our study concerning the eternal security of the believer. We would like to take this opportunity to invite you to come to the church services at the Independence Baptist Church. Our Sunday school begins this morning at 10 o'clock, and we have regular classes for all ages, and excellent teachers would love for you to come. Bring your Bibles, bring your families, and study the Word of God and learn what life is really all about. Our worship service begins this morning at 11 o'clock, and again, you're invited to come and trust that you will. Our evening worship is at 4 o'clock this afternoon, and we invite you to come to these services. And then Wednesday night, we have our midweek Bible study at 7 o'clock. And so these are our services, and now that you know them, we trust that you'll come. Write those things down. If there's any way we can help you, as the pastor of Independence Baptist Church, we'd be glad to speak with you concerning those things. And so we invite your attention now to the book of Ephesians chapter 2, and we continue on our study concerning the doctrine of eternal security. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and verse 9. The Bible says, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." In speaking about the doctrine of eternal security, we have tried to emphasize emphatically that salvation is from God and from God alone. God does not need us to play any part of our salvation. Of course, we know that we must believe, we must repent. But all of those things are a work of grace that God works in our heart. When we repent, it is not that we are just getting a very sorrowful feeling about us. And whenever we believe in Jesus, that belief is not a work of man, but rather it is a gift from God. And this is the reason that we believe eternal security of the believer. It's because our salvation is in what God has done for us and not what we have done for God. Notice our text this morning, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9. "For by grace are you saved through faith." What is grace? Well, grace, according to the common definition, is unmerited favor. And just think about that definition for a few seconds. Unmerited favor. The Bible says, "For by grace are you saved." And so we are saved by unmerited favor. In other words, we did not deserve salvation. We simply receive salvation as a gift from God. The Bible said here in in the book of Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God." Notice in Ephesians 2, 8, there are two things that the Bible says is a gift from God. Number one is grace. Number two is faith. "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves." And so the grace is a gift from God, and the faith is a gift from God. Now, oftentimes we've heard people say to those that are lost that they can be saved by the grace of God if they will just put their faith in Jesus Christ. The problem is that a lost person don't have any faith to put in Jesus Christ. And the reason that a lost person don't have any faith to put in Jesus Christ is because a lost person is totally depraved. And we spoke about that subject the last two Sunday mornings. A lost person has absolutely nothing to give to God. And somebody would say, well, now, wait a minute, preacher, said I can muster up enough faith on my own. The Bible says that our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. The Bible says that every man, every woman, every boy, every girl is a total sinner. That they're all just alike. So these things are gifts that God gives to us. And the Bible said in verse 9, not of works, lest any man should boast. There were, at one time, some followers of Jesus Christ came to him and asked him the question. I'm reading in John chapter 6 in verse 28. Then said they unto him, what shall we do that we might work the works of God? And there are those people that say, I want to work my way into heaven. And there's no way. The Bible said, when Jesus answered this, he said, this is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he hath sent. If you want to work the work of God, then you must believe Jesus Christ to the saving of your eternally damned soul. And only Jesus can save you. We're saved by grace through faith. Look with me now in the book of Luke chapter 18. The book of Luke chapter 18. The Bible said here, as we'll read verse 9 through verse 14. The book of Luke chapter 18, verse 9 through verse 14. And he spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Now, Jesus well realizes that there are some people that say that they're better than others. And so Jesus spoke a parable just for those folks. In verse 10, he says, two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself. I like that. In verse 11, the Bible said, the Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, and he said, God. You see, there's some people that think they're just as good as God, and the Pharisee here is one of them. And you know, we're not good. The Bible said, there's none good, no, not one. And so the Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, calling himself God, saying, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. And I would imagine he looked down his nose as he looked over there at the publican, that low-down sinner over there. And this Pharisee was saying, I'm not near as bad as that person. And the truth of the matter is, he was as bad as that publican and no worse. He was no better. They were on equal ground because both the Pharisee and the publican were sinners. Let me give you this. There's no difference today between sinners. Whether a person is a liar or an adulterer or a homosexual or a murderer or whatever, these people are all on equal ground. We're all on the same ground. The only thing that makes a difference is Jesus Christ. Because God, with His love and mercy toward us, reached down in the mire of sin and pulled us out. Oh, what a glorious thought. Well, the Pharisee continued, and he brags to the Lord about all the things that he's done. And he says in verse 12, I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess. Oh, isn't he proud? He's looking at all the things that he's done and can do and will do, looking down his nose at a publican. In verse 13, and the publican standing afar off. Now, the publican wouldn't even come up close to where he thought God was, to the place of worship. But rather he stood afar off. But I want you to see what he did. The publican here would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. The publican realized his lost condition before God. He would not come near to the place of worship, but rather stood afar off. He would not so much as lift up his eyes, because to look upon the heavens where God dwelt was too holy a thing for this man who realized he was a sinner. He smote himself upon his breast, and he said to God, and God heard this prayer, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I want you to notice here that the publican asked for mercy. He didn't ask for justice. But the publican asked for mercy. What is mercy? Mercy is what you ask for when you know you're guilty and you don't want the punishment. I like to use the example of a person who has been caught robbing the corner grocery store. They are brought before the judge, and the witnesses are brought saying, this is the one that robbed the store. I saw him. And then when that person comes before the judge, and he stands and he looks the judge in the eye, and the judge says, well, do you have anything to say? And the person says, Judge, give me mercy. The person does not say, I want justice. But he wants leniency because he knows he's guilty. The witnesses know he's guilty, and the judge knows he's guilty. And he wants mercy. He realizes what he is. He realizes he's a thief, and he confesses that before everybody in the courtroom, before the judge, to himself, and he says, I need to be punished, but judge, give me mercy. This is what the publican did. He realized that he didn't have anything at all to give. He realized he was guilty of being a sinner, and he confessed that he was. Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner. He didn't try to hide anything from God. And those people that come before God, realizing that they're nothing at all, and God saves them, they know that their salvation is not because of their goodness. It's kind of like the thief on the cross. He didn't do anything to deserve salvation, but he looked with eyes of faith toward Jesus, who was hanging on the cross, shedding his blood for the sins of the world. And the thief said to Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus says, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. Ah, listen, we're not saved because of what we earn. We're saved because of what Jesus does for us. This is why we believe in the doctrine of eternal security. But we're not through with the subject. The Lord willing, next Sunday morning, we want to continue on this same line of thought. And it's a very good subject. The reason that we believe in eternal security. Well, we invite you again to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church. We trust that you will. And if there's questions that you have concerning the things that we preach on this radio program or the things that we believe, we'll be glad to sit down and talk with you and help you any way we can as pastor of this church. And so we give you our services. We invite you to come again to the services at the Independence Baptist Church and listen again next Sunday morning, the Lord willing, for the continuation of the message concerning eternal security of the believer. Thank you now for listening.